Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come on. Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. Ryan Obernesser is the CEO of OB Training, Inc., Gym Profits, LLC, and the creator of Take Back Your Life, a six-week challenge. Excited to have you on. Ryan, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, George. It's been a pleasure to be on the show and have the opportunity to share with you what we do. So a little bit about myself. I started OB Training, Inc. back in 2012 when I was just doing personal training. Really, my goal was to help transform the lives of individuals because fitness had been such a big part of my life. For me, interesting thing about myself, I didn't go to the first day of school until I was 15 years old, just because I dealt with so much anxiety and, you know, really self-conscious of being in public spaces, especially new public spaces. And it wasn't until I got to middle school, around 15 years old, that I got into fitness and health, and that really changed my life. Really gave me a whole new outlook on what is possible, as well as obviously the confidence to be able to go out and do things that I normally wasn't doing before, like attending my first day of school. So I really want to be able to translate that to other people and show them the power of health and fitness as a vehicle to change, which led us into my wife and I launching our gym and our training business and transformation programs at OB Training, is really to help that adults see that same transformation inside of themselves. So that's kind of how I got started in fitness. And then that really led me into business. Starting out in the gym industry, I didn't know anything about business, but getting into coaching and mentorship for myself kind of shined a light on how much that is needed in the entrepreneurial world, which has led me into my other company, which is Gym Profits, which is coaching and consulting. So that's kind of me in a nutshell and how I got started to where I'm at today.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that story. So you didn't have your first day of school until you're 15 years old. And then you got there and you found exercise and fitness, and it helped to obviously make you stronger, but also gave you confidence. And I certainly can relate to that, and hopefully a lot of people can. And then you got into business and you recognized the need for community and having people around you. So for the first 15 years of your life, what did sort of a regular day look like?
Yeah, so I guess the big thing to make clear is with the school is I would eventually go to school. It would just be literally every year up until junior high when I was 15. On the first day of school, I would be deathly sick. Like, I'd be throwing up, and it was really, looking back on it, was anxiety. Yeah, so I would eventually make it to school. The longest I didn't go was 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of school I missed. But generally by the fourth or fifth day, my mom forced me out the door and got me there. You know, actually one of my, now it's funny, it wasn't funny at the time, was 1 year she did make me go, and we lived close enough to walk. So my grandfather came over and he walked me to school thinking that would help. And I grew up on the front doors of the school.
Oh my goodness. I don't know why I'm laughing. That's the worst thing I've ever done, is laughed at that story. I'm sorry.
It's funny looking back on it, but really that's how crippled I was with anxiety. So like my days during that time were spent a lot of time just at home, like in just kind of with myself because I was too nervous to do other things. And that led into, you know, other issues with sports where I love playing football. I played football throughout my whole school years, like all my years in school, but every single year I would be terrified the first day of practice, and my mom would have to force me out of the vehicle to go to practice. And I'm glad she did, because otherwise I probably would have quit. And looking back on it, you know, there wasn't really a good reason for it other than I was just nervous. I was just really scared.
Yeah. So your mom kicking your butt out the door of the car and saying, go to practice. I think that, do you see parallels there to helping others get started with fitness or helping others get started with a business or just things that are meaningful in life?
Yeah, 100%. And I think you hit the nail right on the head there with the parallel into coaching, and why I do like just coaching anyone, whether it's fitness, whether it's business or talk about life. I've always been the person who, you know, your friends come to ask what they should do and get advice. And I think it is probably related back to, you know, those times where my mom was that individual for me, where, you know, she would push me to take that next step when it's uncomfortable. And, you know, that's one of the toughest parts about business in general, is a lot of things you have to do are uncomfortable at first, especially if they're new, especially if it involves money. So I think on the coaching consulting end, it's been huge, is that, you know, knowing the importance of being able to push someone when they don't yet know they're ready, but they are ready.
Yeah, that's a fascinating dynamic right there, is that it's easy to make decisions about things that don't necessarily have a dollar associated with them. But as soon as it's like a decision that this is real because we have money, then it becomes harder.
Yeah, 100%. And I think you see it a lot of times in the business world, people get crippled by that. And, you know, they either delay or they don't do something, and then they end up missing opportunities. You know, so it is really important to acknowledge that and learn how to overcome it.
And is that just through your process, or did you have anxiety around that early on as well, or has that always been easier for you?
Definitely in the beginning, that's one of the things that I struggle with starting out, is just money mindset overall. You know, our training facility and what we offer is a higher end service. You know, so growing up, I would not have been able to afford to come to my own gym. You know, we had athlete programs in our training facility, and like my parents would not have been able to send me to my own training programs that we have at our facility. So that money mindset and being comfortable with charging different prices and also investing in, you know, whether it's new programs, equipment, or people, that has always been something to overcome mentally. So yeah, definitely something I struggled with in the beginning.
So getting, was it that you struggled with the idea that, hey, okay, I guess I understand intellectually that we're providing such a valuable service that we should be charging this much, but I wouldn't have been able to come here, and so therefore I don't want to charge that much? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Or just feeling guilty for charging that much, You know, like that type of feeling. And that's something that's very common, specifically in the fitness world, that people see, whether they're a young trainer or they're, you know, new gym owner, is just charging what they're worth. Because in the training focused industry, it's more expensive than just like your Planet Fitness. You know, you go $10 a month and walk through the door, but when you're charging $200, $300, $400 a month for, training services, it's a little bit new or uncomfortable in the beginning.
And how did you overcome that?
For me, it was actually hiring a coach and a mentor. and honestly, when I did that, it was just reminding myself that, hey, if I'm investing in someone to help mentor me, then it would probably be in my best interest to listen to what they tell me to do. You know, and learning from someone who's been there before and gone through those same struggles, I think has been extremely helpful over the years. That's, I'm always big on investing in mentorship and coaching every step of the way, because I think it helps you overcome those roadblocks a lot faster.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And I also have struggled earlier in my career with charging, wanting to essentially, you know, give my information away, my advice away for free sometimes. But I think that there's so many parallels between getting healthy, losing weight, getting in shape, whatever your priorities are with your body and your financial well-being as well. And then it did, it was hard for me to sort of overcome that, but, and I think it was guilt. I think it was a question of, am I worthy of charging people for this? And so that is very common.
Yeah, 100%.
And so you retained a coach and he or she helped you by saying, hey, Ryan, what you're doing here is really, really high level and people want this. And more importantly, they need it if they want to get to where they want to go.
Yeah. And really giving me the confidence in my own value. And then also teaching me about business and how to, you know, calculate your margins and understand, you know, profitability and knowing that, hey, if we continue down this road with this price point, we're not going to be able to sustain business because there's no ability to grow, you know, and that was really, you know, eye-opening lesson there in learning not just the mental side of it and the mindset side of it, but also learning the intellectual and like, the numbers. I think that's one thing I'll sometimes get overlooked in business is people forget about there is just some data that can tell you pretty clearly what you need to do if you're willing to listen to it.
Yeah, that is, you know, all things being equal, once you are in a place where, yes, I feel good about charging this, that's, for lack of a better term, a really kiss of death if you have priced your product or your service incorrectly. Because even if you are successful at delivering it, you're not going to make it work because the numbers won't work out.
Yeah, and that's one thing specifically in the fitness industry that I see and what I work with my clients on is understanding that you need to create a sustainable business model for long-term growth. A lot of times what happens, we call it like the broken gym, is they are not charging enough for their services. And the cost of servicing a client is so high that they get to a point where they can't bring on any more clients because they can't service them, but they also can't hire any more team members because they can't afford them. And you kind of get to this place where you're stuck and it's not a fun place to be. You know, that's kind of where I was when we brought on our first coach to help us with the business. So yeah, it can definitely be that kiss to death.
Yeah, death spiral. We can't bring on more people because we don't have people to train them, and we can't afford to bring on new people. That is not a happy place. And you called it a broken gym. I imagine that's fairly common.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
How do you go about when you're working with people, sort of unringing that bell or making those changes? Is it gradual? Do you rip the Band-Aid off somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, it falls somewhere in the middle because it's really going to be dependent on the individual. So really the first thing is identifying what's going to be like their big needle mover. What can we make a change with immediately to move the needle? So, you know, a great example would be after all of the lockdown stuff and, you know, when gyms reopened, your operational capacity was greatly affected. You know, if you're operating at 50% of what you're supposed to be operating at and you were having trouble with profitability before, then that problem is going to be exponentially worse. In that case, we got to rip the Band-Aid off. You know, whereas, you know, so other clients, you can kind of foresee that, hey, if we continue down this path, we're going to run into a problem. So here are some changes we can start to make gradually so we can avoid that.
And how is that even possible sometimes? I'm just kind of getting a visual of the accounting process for a lot of gym owners who are just essentially small business owners. Do most people know their numbers, or sometimes that a challenge as well?
That is actually really the first challenge. The thing I hear a lot of times, and unfortunately more often than not, is I'm not good with finances. Is kind of the answer, and it's not that's not a very good answer, especially being in business. Like, you have to know that stuff. So there is an educational component that goes into knowing what to look for and showcasing that. We have different, you know, tools and worksheets and, you know, things like that for them. But yeah, that is definitely a big problem. Just, oh, I don't know my numbers because I'm not good with finances. And that's kind of their excuse to not look at it. It doesn't work.
What a throwaway term, right? Oh, I'm not good with numbers, and so I'm just not going to pay any attention to it. And, you know, I imagine that few people have actually done really thought about that in depth, and they're not really not good at numbers. It's just, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, and that parallels back to what we talked about with the fitness and health and transformation is, oh, I'm just not athletic, or, oh, I just don't, I'm a picky eater, or I don't like to wake up early, I'm just not a morning person, or I'm just not an active person. All of these stories that we tell ourselves to give ourselves permission not to do something we're supposed to, that really runs into both the fitness and the financial world when it comes to entrepreneurship.
Stories we tell ourselves to avoid doing things that we are supposed to. Yes, there are definitely through lines there. Is that essentially, or I imagine that that's a big part of your 6 weeks challenge, of your 6 week challenge.
Yeah. Or, in our training facility, we call it the Take Back Your Life program. And it's deeper than just workouts and nutrition. It's trying to identify those type of stories, like you said.
Yeah. Cause we all have them. Ryan, we certainly all tell ourselves them, because that's just a wonderfully and horribly human thing to do, is to make up those excuses and then to carry them throughout our entire lives, which does not lead to happy, healthy, and robust existences.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not ourself that's telling the story. Like, I just use myself as an example. Growing up, you know, I said I dealt with a lot of anxiety. But also, anytime I went into a new situation, I was always introduced as, oh, this is Ryan, he's a little shy. Hmm. Or he might be a little shy. And it's something a lot of times you don't think about, obviously as children, but also for parents, that the label you place on someone, that sticks. There's a great book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, and it talks a lot about that and the idea of growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And it plays a lot into those stories that we tell ourselves or that we're told by someone who is an authority figure in our lives, most often a parent or a mentor. And we end up labeling ourselves as something, which holds us back from our true potential because we think that we're not good at something. And the reality is we just didn't learn how to do it yet.
Just when you thought you had everything figured out, Ryan, you have kids and you have to worry about screwing them up or not screwing them up too, I tell you.
Yeah.
What a incredibly powerfully illustrative story that is. As you were introduced, this is Ryan, he's kind of shy. There's 0% chance that you weren't going to think that you were shy. So have to be so mindful of everything. Appreciate that. Well, Ryan, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
The difference-making tip that I would give for anyone in the professional world is to invest in some sort of mentorship, whether it be a coaching course and, you know, private mentorship with someone, but learning from someone who's been there before. That has been the difference maker in my life professionally in learning business and understanding how to grow businesses. So that would be my difference-making tip, is to take some time to educate yourself and learn from someone who's been there before, whatever it is that you want to do.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can people engage with you?
Yeah, best place to learn more about me would be through my social media on Instagram. It's just my name, so at Ryan Obenesser. I post all sorts of different, you know, business tips there. A lot of it's fitness industry related, but it can be applied really to any industry if you're an entrepreneur.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Ryan your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Ryan on Instagram at Ryan Obernesser. It's RyanObernesser. Thanks again, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.